What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 76 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today on this Training Tuesday, we will be discussing training for your division. So a very bodybuilding focused topic today.
Yeah, by division we mean, you know, in the bodybuilding world, you're either training for bikini, wellness, men's physique, men's classic. Those are the main divisions we're going to be talking about: bikini, wellness, figure, men's physique, and classic.
Yeah, because guys, open bodybuilding, just get as big as possible everywhere. That's basically the answer for open bodybuilding. There's no specific training. Just train everything to get huge.
Exactly. But it's super common when starting out in this sport, you know, especially a lot of bikini girls that get into it because, you know, they're trying to build this muscle. They get started and, you know, they're kind of just doing that bro split. They're training all the muscle groups, which I do think at the start you will really benefit from training your full body, you know, not skipping out on any muscle groups, really developing that base. But once you get to the next level, you're actually looking into doing a show, training is probably going to look a little bit differently.
Yeah, 100%. You're definitely going to need to bias certain muscle groups based on your division. For example, if you're someone who competes in bikini, you're going to need bigger glutes than someone who competes in figure, where figure, they always have just these flatter glutes rather than bikini, where you really want those, like, bubble butts.
Exactly. And when it comes to this, you know, there are a lot of coaches out there, you know, maybe there's a coach who mainly coaches bodybuilders and men, and then they get a couple bikini girls, and they're kind of training them the same. But realistically, training's going to look pretty damn different. And if you're just, you know, doing all of these, training your arms super hard, training your chest super hard, at some point, you might want to question that.
Yeah, 100%. Because, you know, you need to grow in these certain spots. You need to for your division. You're going to stick out like a sore thumb on stage. If you're trying to compete bikini and then you have massive quads and no glutes, that's not going to work for the division.
Exactly. The most important thing is, you know, those specific areas for your division. You don't want to be, like, neglecting any muscle group, though. I'm still a fan of hitting every muscle group for every division. It's just going to look a little bit different, and there's going to be a lot more bias.
Yeah, I would say the most common for women is, like, the question you'll get the most is, should I hit chest? Mm-hmm. And when it comes to that, I just...
It's so person-dependent.
Yeah, it's definitely person-dependent because some women, like, will actually start just growing a fucking chest if they're hitting chest. And, like, you know, you don't want that because when you are conditioned, then you're actually going to start seeing your chest striations everywhere and everything. And especially for a division like bikini or wellness where they really do still want more of a feminine, like, look and they want a softer look. If they start seeing some chest striations, that is going to get you marked down.
Exactly. And another super important thing that's overlooked a lot of the time, beginners do not train like pros. I know you're following your favorite pro on Instagram, God, yeah, and seeing the workouts that they do. See Laura Lee doing these banded hip thrusts with no weight, and you're like, oh, well, that's what I need to do to build that. No. Fuck no.
It's the opposite. Laura
it
Lee
looks so different.
Yeah, Laura Lee's training like that because she actually needs to get her glutes smaller. Exactly. She's not trying to make them bigger anymore.
Once you're at that level, you're not... Most people are not trying to grow a ton of muscle anymore. They're trying to maintain, and I call it bikini building, because at that, you know, point you're trying to just shape some things up, maybe balance a few things out, but your main priority is not just growing all over most of the time.
Yeah, a lot of bikini at that level is going to be, oh, you're going to get judges feedback, and typically it's going to end up being you need more delts. That's the most common for sure that bikini pros will get, or more back. That's what you're going to get the most of. Most bikini pros, once you get to that pro level, you'll see on national stages when girls get their pro cards, well, the biggest thing they're always looking for is already having some nice round full glutes. So typically you're at a pretty good level entering the pro ranks when it comes to that, but matching your upper body is something that a lot of bikini athletes need to work
on. Exactly. That overall balance is super important, and it does need to be noted that how you build this muscle is not how you maintain or shape up this muscle, maybe like those super high-level pros do, you know, doing these circuits, these super high-volume, low-weight workouts. That's not going to actually build you that base that you need. So your training, if you're more on the beginner side, is not going to look like people that are higher level than you.
Yeah, if you're more on the beginner side, I would argue that it should be the opposite of training with all these reps. You should actually bias more strength training than, you know, someone who's intermediate or advanced when it comes to training, because when you're more of a beginner, just building that strength, the base, is so important, and learning how to push heavy loads, push heavier weights, trying to get stronger is just so important to, I just believe, just your overall training development overall as well.
Yeah, for sure. So let's get into a little bit about the different divisions and what you should be focusing on. So bikini is definitely my personal favorite division. It's what I compete in, and it is what most of my athletes compete in as well. So with the bikini, it's the most feminine division, I would say, because it is going to be the least muscular, and that is actually one of the things that they look for. They still want to see a level of femininity that maybe some of the other divisions are not going to have. They want you to have nice, full, round glutes, nice delts, nice round delts, and obviously a super, super tiny waist with that overall hourglass figure, but they do not want to see squared off glutes. They do not want to see visible striations. They don't want to see massive quads. Really want to see that nice, as they say, quote unquote, beach body physique. That's obviously not accurate, but that's kind of what they're going for.
Yeah, and they want your delts and your glutes to match, because you always have to remember you are a bodybuilder, and a part of bodybuilding, unless you're competing in wellness, is balance. Even men's physique now, they're focusing more on balance.
Yeah, so with bikini, it's just that overall shape, balance, flow. Your overall look is very important in bikini as well. Your face matters, your makeup matters, your hair matters so much. That overall, you know, presentation on stage, the flow of your posing, this is all super, super important in the bikini division. It's almost like a jacked beauty pageant.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And with that, when it comes to those muscle groups you're hitting, the one that gets overlooked the most, I definitely believe, between the big three of glutes, delts, and back, is definitely back.
Rear delts.
Yeah, rear delts for sure. Rear delts will get neglected. A lot of that just, you know, back area is where a lot of people will be lacking. And that's just because, of course, like most people who start training bikini are going to do all their kickbacks and hip thrusts and lateral raises. Like that's what they're going to be hammering. And the thing is, you have three sides of your delts. Rear delt is one of them, and you're not going to be hitting that, and you're not hitting a lot of back usually. But the thing is, you need to hit your back to create more of that hourglass figure, especially in your pose. When you're posing, if you look at all the previous champions, especially Maureen was an amazing example of this, where she 100% won because her back was so much more developed than all the other competitors when it came to that width, that her hourglass was 2x Jennifer Dory's. And I was like, immediately, I was like, that's exactly why she won. Jennifer Dory came back the next year. She really focused on training her back. If you saw her training footage heading to the Olympia, she was really hammering that. And she came back and won.
Exactly. Creating that hourglass is so important. All right, let's get into wellness. So wellness is a newer division, and it's the only division that is you're actually not supposed to have a balanced physique. But it's also kind of mistaken a lot because it's called wellness for the healthy division. A lot of people think that maybe you don't have to get as lean or something like that. But that is not true.
Yeah, wellness is more unhealthy than figure, I would argue, especially in the NPC level. If you want to go pro, like, yeah, when you reach like figure Olympia, you have to get fucking huge. But honestly, wellness, though, to get legs that size, for most people, you're gonna be taking just as much gear, if not more, as any figure competitor.
Exactly. I can't even explain to you guys how common it is that maybe people with a little bit more excess body fat, a little bit lower, heavier on the lower body, they just assume that they need to do wellness. But the reality is, when you get fucking peeled, your legs are going to be so much smaller than you think. So, and to have real wellness legs like you guys, seeing these pros in person, their legs are fucking massive.
Guys, to have real wellness legs, you need to have that size leg. Okay, you have your high body fat legs that are big, and you're like, oh, I have big legs. No, a wellness competitor has that size legs with definition. You can see their quad sweep. You can see their teardrop. You can see every muscle in their quad. It's not just some blob of fat that's big. It's actually defined muscle that is that big.
It is a shit ton of muscle that will take you at least 10 years to grow, most likely, and drugs.
Yeah, and drugs for...
Yes, it is by no means the healthy division. You actually have to get leaner in this division. Actually, conditioning is very similar, but I would say wellness, you're probably a little bit leaner.
They claim wellness and bikini is supposed to be the same conditioning, but if you ever, ever, ever look at the Olympia and compare it wellness, their muscularity is just too high to actually be equivalent to bikini. So you can claim that it is, but realistically, it's actually more between bikini and like the other divisions.
Yeah. So in wellness, you're still very conditioned and your upper body is actually supposed to be smaller than your lower body in the sense that you're actually supposed to look uneven.
Yeah, wellness, you're going to have a closer size upper body to bikini, of maybe a little bit bigger arms. But in general, it's more with wellness. The thing is, a lot of them just have, are they're really short, so they're really a lot more stumpy. So they're just also going to look bigger upper body-wise because their torsos are usually really short compared to someone who's bikini, because bikini competitors are usually 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah, so that's a rundown of wellness. Huge emphasis on the quads, glutes, hamstrings. That is the main thing that they are going to be focusing on. Glutes are going to start getting a little bit squared off. They still don't want your glutes to be completely squared off, but it's definitely super common that they do end up being like that. And while they say, you know, no visible striations, when you get that big, you're going to have some striations. When you're that lean, it's just all about your posing and still trying to have that feminine look.
Absolutely. All right. Next up, guys. Figure. So figure, I personally love the figure division when it comes to the look that it brings to stage, especially the Olympia look. It is just, from the front, I just believe it is the most aesthetically pleasing female division. What you really want to focus on there, your delts, your back, instead of glutes and instead of like your glutes, you're focusing more on quads now, because they really, really want to be able to see that X frame and figure. They want to be able to see that quad sweep. They want to be able to see capped off delts. They want to be able to see a big back. But at the same time, they still want a level of femininity that is not in something like bodybuilding, where they don't want your arms to be fucking massive or anything like that.
Yeah, you can actually see some of these like higher level figure pros, and some of them are not that big. They just have these insanely amazing small shape. Waists.
Yeah.
So you can have that crazy shape. It's all about the illusion of, you know, the proportions to each other. So you don't actually have to be that big.
Exactly. That's why I said, like, I genuinely believe, I'm pretty sure wellness is more unhealthy than figure when it comes to
figure is definitely, I would say, the biggest genetic division, where like you gotta have the genetics for it. You gotta have that tiny, tiny waist, these nice insertions for your lats to really give you that X frame. But yeah, I love figure. If I wasn't in bikini, I would definitely do figure. It would take a lot longer to grow that level of muscularity, but figure, I love that division so much. It's very balanced.
Yeah, and we've actually seen girls who will go pro in bikini and they take like 3 years off and they compete figure or something like that. Like, that's not super uncommon to see at all.
Yeah. So into men's divisions now, we're just going to talk about two really quick.
Awesome. So men's physique, my division here. Men's physique's the beach body division, but really you have to be just as fucking big as any of the other divisions. Though they did weight cap it now. And I just saw, I believe it was at the Charlotte Pro, they actually rewarded smaller guys. Some smaller guys won first, second, and third. Were all way smaller than, like, the dude who was in sixth was the most aesthetically pleasing, this dude named Dan. And he was huge, though, and that's the thing. And they actually put him in sixth. They didn't even put him in top five, even though he definitely had the best, like, look on stage, the most aesthetically pleasing. But they don't care, because they actually want you to be a little bit smaller now. But in saying that, you really need to focus on your back in this division, your delts, legs. Now, it's just big enough where your shorts aren't super loose on you, though. Some guys can get away with this if you just get a like custom tapered short where it's a little bit higher too, and then you can get away with having a little bit smaller legs. But still, they do want you to fill out your shorts in your legs now. That's new to it, but really delts, back, chest is what they want to see. They just want to see the huge upper body shelf. Like, if you just go across your chest and your shoulders, they want you to be as wide up there as possible with as small a waist as possible.
Yeah, men's physique, upper body development over the past 5-10 years has been fucking insane, because it used to be like a beach body division, but it is absolutely not that anymore. You'll see these guys, their upper bodies are just as big as the other guys in other divisions.
Jennifer Dory's husband, I think, won the Men's Physique Olympia in like 2014, and he's like, he just looked like a normal dude. He's like, yeah, I was a normal dude then, and then they just kept getting bigger, and he was like, not for me.
Exactly. So I'm glad that they're making kind of these changes and actually starting to reward it a little bit.
Gets me closer to the look.
Exactly, because they gotta cap it, or else people just keep getting bigger, 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 and then there's gonna be no separation between the divisions. So, Men's Physique, a lot more emphasis on the upper body than the lower body. Still train legs. I know Men's Physique guys get a lot of hate for not training legs, but still train legs. Yeah. All right. Classic Physique.
Classic Physique, you need to have. This is definitely, just like figure, the most genetic division for men for sure. When it comes to, you need to be able to grow huge ass legs. You need to be able to grow a huge ass upper body while keeping a ridiculously small waist. Really, when it comes to classic, you need to be big everywhere. It's just about, you just don't get as big as you do in bodybuilding. That's really the only difference for the most part now, because bodybuilding for men used to be mass monster like competition, but recently in the last 2 years they've actually moved closer to shape. So now they're really similar, other than you're just like 50% larger if you compete in bodybuilding. So overall, classic, balanced look, small waist, X-frame.
Yeah, I'd say classic is like the figure. Like, yeah. I'd say they're pretty equivalent, because it's not just about size. It's just, it's so genetic, and it's just about your aesthetic. You want to be aesthetic as fuck, have that super small waist, nice X-frame.
Huge and quad sweeps.
Really not neglecting any muscle group.
Everything needs to be balanced. Yeah, everything needs to be big and balanced. So that's the biggest thing. With classic, huge genetics, calves. They do judge your calves in classic. They don't judge it in any other division. If you look at the top bodybuilding guys right now, their calves are smaller than the classic guys.
Yeah, for sure. So hope this gave you guys some better insight into, you know, different divisions and, you know, maybe which one is going to be best for you. If you ever do need help determining exactly which one does best fit you, just shoot us a DM. We will happily assess your physique and let you know.
Really just ask yourself the first question, what is your view on PEDs? Because for these divisions, bikini is really the only one where it's like, yeah, you could be competitive naturally. Maybe figure if you have fucking ridiculous genetics, but bikini is really the only realistic one for that. So that's always something you have to take into account as well.
Yep. All right, guys. See you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Peace.